Good morning and welcome to the Berean Break. My name is George A. Sinke, and I'm so glad to have you with me this morning. I hope that you have your Bible with you, because I want you to check out what I say by the Word of God. I encourage you to accept the Bible and the Bible alone as a standard by which you live and develop your relationship with God. This morning we are going to look at the prodigal son, but first, let's go to God in prayer. Great and glorious God in heaven, we thank you again for this day and this new week, and we ask you to help us as we study your word today. We thank you for your guidance that you give us through your word. We pray that we will be pricked in our heart by your word today, that we will obey your will. In Jesus' name, amen. As I mentioned, we're going to be looking at the prodigal son today. We're going to look at 6 steps that took him away from God, and Lord willing, next week we will look at 6 steps that brought him back to God. That makes a total of 12 steps. Now, some of you, and perhaps many of you, when I mention 12 steps, you think of programs like Alcoholic Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or one of the many other programs like these. These programs are designed to alter a person's behavior, and in some ways they are successful in doing that. But the real problem is that these programs cannot deal with the sin of these behaviors, because the only way to do that is to follow the teachings of God. The 12 steps that we are going to look at are the steps that we can see in Luke chapter 15. In the next 2 lessons, we will look at the 12 steps that this young man took. The term prodigal means to be wasteful, and this young man was certainly that, with many more things than just the inheritance that he had received from the Father. Each of these steps that we're going to look at today begin with the letter D. The first step that this young man took in his departure was that he had inappropriate desire. Let's look at the 2 desires that are shown here in the parable. Luke chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the inheritance that falls to me." And he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. The first desire that he had was that he wanted his inheritance, and he wanted it now. The word forgive is in the imperative, which means that it's a command. Then, after he had all of this wealth, he desired to get away from the father and live his own life. James shows it that this is the same thing that happens to us. Check out James chapter 1 and verses 14 and 15. It says, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." Back in the book of Genesis, one of the things that it says of Eve, after she was deceived by Satan, was that she saw the forbidden fruit was desirable. The second desire that this young man wanted was to get away from the Father. Often, man wants to get away from God. We want to do our own thing, just like this young man. The second step that this young man took was to demand his inheritance. We read in Luke chapter 15 and verse 12 again, "The younger of them said to the father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' And he divided his wealth between them." As we mentioned, this is in the imperative, which means it's a command. Even though the son made an unreasonable demand, we should note that the father followed through with the request. In this parable, the father is used to picture God, and we need to understand that sometimes God gives things that his people use in a wrong way. Listen to what is written in Psalm 106, verses 13 through 15. "They quickly forgot his works, They did not wait for his counsel, but craved intensely in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. So he gave them their request, and sent a wasting disease among them. This is why we need to seek the will of God. We should never try to demand God to do anything. And when his people make requests of him, we need to pray like Jesus prayed in Luke chapter 22 and verse 42. There it says, "And saying, Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but thine be done." As the young man made each of these steps, he was distancing himself from the Father. And step number 3 took him away physically. Step 3 is departure. We read about this in verse 13, Luke chapter 15, verse 13. "And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living." Even though the son feels free from the father and is now his own boss, the father does not give up on him. In verse 20, we are going to see that the father seems to be looking down the road, waiting for the son's return. God will never force us away, in this realm anyway. It is our choice to leave, and the father will look longingly for our return. The fourth step is also seen here in verse 13, and now it seems that the young man is going down a steep hill, and each step causes him to go faster and faster, and the steps come in rapid succession. Step number 4 is dissipation. New American Standard translates it loose living, while some other versions called it riotous. We are called by God to be stewards of the blessings of God. But just like this young man, many will waste the blessings of God on a life of lustful desires. This young man was playing with the devil because he offers fun and pleasures and many other attractive things. But all this glitz and glamour is a mirage, because once the devil has ruined a person, he laughs at their misery. Very quickly after step 4 came step 5, which is destitution. Read with me in Luke chapter 15 and verse 14. "Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need." Now where were his friends? They were all gone. Now where is his inheritance? It's all gone. Now where is the glitz and glamour and the bright lights and the parties? All gone. Now where was Satan, who deceitfully took his good home, his good wealth, his good name, his laughing and saying things like, "What's the matter, boy? Didn't you read the fine print where it says it will cost you everything and deliver you nothing?" Probably for the first time in his entire life, this young man has nothing. But he has not yet hit rock bottom. He's still racing down this steep hill, faster and faster. Finally, his feet can't keep up, and he takes that last step before falling into a pile. And that final step is degradation. This once well-off young man has lost everything. But now, consider this final humiliation. Here is this Jewish lad. First, he has to get a job with a Gentile. Then, as if that were not enough, he had to work with pigs, which to the Jews were an unclean animal. And not only did he have to work with them, but he had to feed them. Now, we used to call that slopping the hogs, and there is a good reason why we called it slop. But the pigs didn't care. They didn't care what it smelled like. They didn't care what it looked like. And then down in this gutter, deep down in that pit where that young man was, he wanted to even eat what he was feeding the pigs. Read it for yourself in Luke chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. "And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. and he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. Today we have looked at the 6 steps that this young man took that led him to his departure from the Father. As I mentioned earlier, the Father in this parable is God, and we have all departed from him. No one forced us away. We left because we ourselves chose to sin. We followed basically these same 6 steps. We had inappropriate desires. We made unreasonable demands. We departed. And then we picked up speed as we lived a life of dissipation. One day, we were spiritually destitute and in degradation. Until we realize these things and quit denying the truth, in ways like blaming Adam for our sin or trying to come up with our own plan of salvation, we will never realize that we can come back to God. The way back to God is very simple in the Word of God. We must hear the Word, and based on that Word, develop faith in God. Then, based on faith, we need to repent of our sins and confess Jesus. And then again, based on that faith, we need to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the new birth, or being born again, that Jesus speaks of with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, this is when we start the newness of life that is in Christ. As we conclude today's study, let's read through the first part of this parable. And as we read, I want you to consider each of the steps that we have seen today. Beginning in Luke chapter 15, in verse 11, it says, "And he said, a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to the father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' And he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need. And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him." Next week, we will consider the last 6 steps in this 12-step lesson. Picking up in verse 17, we're going to see that this young man came to his senses and took the steps to improve his relationship with the Father. What about you? Will you come to your senses today? Will you submit your life to the will of God? I hope and pray that you will. This Berean Break is brought to you in love by the pre-denominational and non-denominational Church of Christ that meets at 1600 East 1st Avenue in Mitchell, South Dakota. You are welcome to meet with us at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings for our assembly, followed by a time of Bible study, and also on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 for an additional time to study God's Word. If you have a comment or a sincere Bible question, please call or text me at 605-770-5555. We want to remind you of the non-denominational TV program, Know Your Bible, on KDLT-TV at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. This is George A. Sinke for the Lord's Church here in Mitchell. Goodbye for now. Remember that we care about you, and may God bless you as you do His will.